Very excited about getting Matt Khalil here, and very excited about the trade we were able to do before we got on the clock. There was a lot of activity with around 5 o'clock. Some multiple teams had started to call, so you felt that jockeying and that positioning was going to take place. And once we talked to Cleveland and got the deal in place that we got, we were very excited about that and went ahead and pulled the trigger before the draft. So Matt Khalil, what he brings to us, he's going to bring us the stability at that left tackle position. He's an extremely talented athlete. He's a junior and a young kid that's only going to continue to mature and grow into his body. He has the arm length you're looking for. He has all the foot quickness to be on an island out there and to be matched up against the premier pass rushers in this league. Now, I know it's going to take some time to development, but I think Jared Allen going against him every day is going to help school and educate and hopefully make that progress quicker. So we'll see. Now that we have accumulated more picks, we have 13 overall, we do have some ammunition that we can now move up and down in this draft. If there is someone that we really covet, don't be surprised if we don't move back into the first round tonight. Or we can go ahead and sit there, depending on how many names we have left, knowing we're going to get one of those names at our second round pick. And we also may look at also trading back in the second round to accumulate even more picks. So there's still a lot of options open, and we're going to be wide open on everything as we go through this entire draft. Questions?
You've gotten a lot of offensive talent in here the last 4 years. Is that design, or were they just the best players available?
Just the best players available. And I think the one thing in the philosophy you're looking at as we extended John Sullivan and trying to get this offensive group to play together over the next 4 or 5 years. You got the young quarterback. We were able to go out and get John Carlson. So we're trying to accumulate that talent on offense that will be playing together the next 4 or 5 years. I know we do have to address the defense, and we'll continue to look at that and hopefully address that as we continue through this draft. But to say that you can get an offense that are going to be playing together the next 4 or 5 years, that continuity and everybody know what everybody's doing hopefully will pay benefits for us.
What about that Cleveland deal? You had him where it's a hair short.
Well, no, I think it was a great deal for both teams. They have an extremely talented running back, something they were missing up there. And we were able to still get our guy and accumulate some picks, so I think the deal worked out both for us and Cleveland.
Was there any question in your mind that Matt Khalil was going to be the pick, whether you were 3 or 4?
I'll say Matt Khalil was very high on our board.
Was he the top guy on your board?
No. You want to know who the top guy on our board was?
Andrew Luck.
Thank you.
Was he the top guy who did not play quarterback on your board?
Andrew Luck was the top player on our board.
Besides quarterback?
Matt Khalil was very high on our board.
As you started getting those calls, was there a spot you didn't want to trade beyond?
We wanted to stay in the top five because if we stayed in the top five, I knew we'd get one of those players that we did covet. We had one call from someone outside five, but did not have much interest in that. So as long as we had some talks going within that top five area of the draft, that we were willing to make a deal and still get one of those players.
So how much did you maybe consider that counter move, though, once you got to 4, or maybe, you know, with Blackman? I know a couple teams at 6 or 7 wanted him. I know you didn't want to leave the top five. Was that tempting to maybe try to get a second or third rounder out of that?
You know, we did. We called Tampa when we were on the clock, and Tampa was going to hold. So,
what is your vision for how Matt will help Christian in his development going forward?
You know, again, to have a quarterback not have to worry about that left side, or have the insurance that left tackle is going to be able to handle the speed rushers and the speed rushers that we're going to face in this division, helps that quarterback focus, I think, more on what's going to happen in the passing game down the field, maybe getting that extra time to find an open receiver, and hopefully Matt will fulfill all that.
You said a lot going all the way back to the scouting combine about how you can get away with different guys at left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
How much of that do you believe? How much of that was you trying to stir up a trademark, and how much of it was just total bullshit?
Well, I believe I believe in it, but I also believe Matt Khalil is a pretty special player.
In your research, you know, you talk a lot about research and history and all that. I mean, how much did the sort of historic difficulty of filling a left tackle position play into this? Because, if you know, as you said, all three of these guys are good players, but you can find some of them elsewhere.
You look at the depth of this draft as well. You know, are there other receivers that may be able to come in and help? Are there other cornerbacks that can come in and help? I think when you're looking at the left tackle position, and you look what happens in the unrestricted free agent market. There's never or very rarely a left tackle that's going to come available in the unrestricted free agent market. You looked at, you know, this year there were three corners, all three top three corners did come available. There were receivers that are available. So when you're sitting there and going back and forth in this position and that position, I know that when you have an opportunity to get a left tackle, especially we were picking, and as talented as Matt is, I don't know if you ever get that opportunity ever again.
You definitely undersold him, though, at times. I mean, was that just trying to hedge your bets and maybe build up players for potential trades?
I didn't undersell anyone. I just said I liked all three players.
Rick, 2 years ago, the Southern Cal came here and played the Gophers, and we were down in the field watching them warm up and watching him. I remember you were talking about him. Did he jump off the page that day at you? Was that one of those where you looked at him and said it was something that
you... You know, when I get an opportunity to go out and watch college tape, but actually that's why I like to go out and see these players live, and I got an opportunity to see Matt play this year as well, and you just know there's something different about those players, the ones that you have a gut feeling are going to excel at this level just because they're so unique in one specific area or many areas. And there was no question when you went out and watched Matt, you've seen it on tape, but when you've seen it live in a game situation, he has some unique ability.
What's his best attribute?
I think right now his arm length and his athletic skill set and his feet and how patient he is right now as a pass rusher. He has great ability to pull. I know Bill likes to pull our offensive linemen. That fits something we're looking for in our scheme as well. And, you know, he does get a little high. He'll have to learn to work with a little bit better knee bend. But all the stuff that we saw may be a negative is all easily corrected with coaching.
So strength, too?
You're talking about a young left tackle that's a junior coming out that's going to mature into his body. And you see, you know, from Chad Greenway to all our players that we bring, you see their bodies 2 or 3 years from now. They're all physically still maturing.
I think he played in like the 295 to 300 range in college. Can he still get, I think he was a 306 at the combine, can he get bigger than that? Can he add the bulk you want in the lower body?
Yeah, he has the body frame to continue to add bulk, but you want to be careful, too, that you don't take away that quickness and the unique athletic skill set that he does have.
How does this make the rest of the line stronger? As you guys sat down and looked at it, picking him, does that enable you to slide Charlie Johnson left tackle or left guard? Or what does it do?
Yeah, Charlie will, you know, I have coaches talk about that, but our intent was if we got the left tackle, Charlie can slide inside the left guard. We'd lock in John Sullivan at center. We'll have competition at that right guard spot, and then Phil Loadholt right now is our right tackle.
Where are you looking at right guard? I mean, right guard at this point.
You know, the guys we signed Schwartz, and I tell you, the guy that we're very excited about is Brandon Fusco. And when he got an opportunity to play last year and stepped in at guard, he did some very, very positive things that will indicate he has a chance to be a pretty good right guard.
Rick, you mentioned, you know, he is a junior, but he has a pretty unique pedigree. How do you see him melding with the line, the huddle, the locker room? Do you see himself fighting time or asserting himself?
When we interviewed him and he came in here on the top 30, I was out there, I took him and his family out to dinner, and they do eat pretty well. I mean, it was, you know, you get the sense of what an offensive lineman is and what we're trying to accumulate from an offensive line and the chemistry. And the one thing that he does have is he has passion for what he's doing. And he fit that bill for us because when you watch him play on the field, you watch what he does as far as in talking to their coaches, the approach that he takes to get prepared week in and week out. You know he's going to come in and he's going to do everything he can to make him the best player he can possibly be.
Rick, I need to talk to a couple of National Football League guys.
Did they think I was crazy still, Sid?
They told me that he had the best feet of any tackle they've seen in 10 years coming out of college. Is that true?
Yeah, he has extremely gifted feet. Yes, he can slide the arc. He can recover. He's very patient to counter moves. Yeah, that's one of the things that makes him so unique is his quickness in his feet.
I would think rarely a general manager gets to be in this kind of position where the two quarterbacks are off the board early and all eyes are on you and you can kind of appear as unpredictable as possible. I mean, was that, did you kind of have a little fun with this process or was that your goal?
I told our scouts and everybody that was in the room, let's enjoy this process because we'll hopefully never be in this position again.
Ultimately, you had all three guys sitting there, though. When did you decide Khalil was the guy? Was it when you were on the clock? Was it
no. Yeah, it was earlier.
January?
Did you inquire about
time for two more?
Cleveland's second rounder at all? Were you more comfortable getting additional picks to stockpile those for later ammo?
I think, you know, when Cleveland, and we only had to move back one spot and knew you were going to still get your guy, that what we got, we felt very comfortable with.
When did Cleveland initiate those talks, or did you initiate them earlier in the week?
We had talks earlier in the week.
Which call spooked Cleveland and made them think that if they didn't do it, they would lose Richardson?
I don't know. I just know that Cleveland really were honed in on, I think, getting that running back, and they wanted to make sure he got him because that running back is a very unique talent. So they got the player they wanted. And they had a lot of draft picks, and they had a lot of extra picks going into this draft, so they had some, you know, some ability to move and to give up some picks without really losing anything.
How many other teams were willing to move into that third spot again?
I would say we had numerous calls.
Do you want to use all these picks, or do you want to pass?
It'll depend on how the board falls. So all I know is we do have the ability to do move up or down now. But it gives us enough ammunition to do what we need to do.
All right. Leslie's going to come down and do the satellite interview with the fans at Monument Field and then come over here.
I need you Sunday again. Yeah.
Staple.
Never.
I need you what?